three kind of people I'd like to pray for today. The lonely, the left behind, hey, glory to God, and those that, glory to God, they are just left out. Hey, glory, I say, the lonely, the left behind, and those that are left out. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, these three people, oh God, you say your word, you'll never leave us, nor forsake us, oh God. And only you are a prayer away from us, oh God. Teach those three people that I mentioned, hey, glory to God, to pray. Because you say that if my people, which are called my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from ways, then you'll hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal their land. Teach them, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the God, somebody going through mental breakdown right now. I rebuke the spirit out of this person's mind right now, oh God. You say, they that keep their mind stayed on me, I keep them in perfect peace that trusted in me. You say a word, oh God, Matthew 11 chapter, verse 28 and 30. You say, come unto me, all he that heavy laden, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Somebody right now, oh God, the Bible says, casting your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. In 1 Peter 5:7, he said, casting all your cares, all your anxiety, all your worry upon him, because he cares for you. Right now, Satan, I rebuke you out this person like. You're going through struggles. You're going through financial hardship. I'm here to pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, this person is going through struggles right now. They're going through financial hardship, oh God. They don't know when their next meal coming from. But in the name, hallelujah, you are God of Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God, hey, glory to God, that can do the miraculous. You are the God that fed 5,000. You are the God, glory to God, that Elijah told a woman, glory to God, to feed me first. Bless right now, Jesus. Restored, hallelujah. Fill the basket, oh God, with goods in the name of Jesus. So person may be out there, you're asking the Lord, Lord, teach me this prayer. Lord, teach me this prayer. And there are three H I want you to pray every day. Three H I want you to pray every day. And these prayer are, Lord, I'm hungry. Lord, I'm humble. And Lord, I am holy. Keep me holy. Because if you know the scripture, the Bible say, hey, glory to God, in the first H I mentioned is, the Bible say, blessed are ye when you're hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled. You gotta be hungry. You gotta be hungry. Amen. See, a full person, hey, glory to God, will not want to be humble, will not want to be hungry, because they're always filled. But Jesus want us to be hungry. Amen. Because when you're hungry, because the Bible said, blessed, happy are ye when you're hungry and thirst for righteousness, for you shall be filled. So when you are praying to God, say, Lord, keep me hungry. Amen. Glory to God. When you ask God to keep you hungry, hey, glory to God, you won't get a big head because you ask the Lord to keep you humble. Because the Bible said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom. Amen. They shall inherit the kingdom right here on earth. Blessed are the meek. Amen. Because they should inherit the earth. See, when you're humble, amen. The Bible says, the humble hear thereof and they are glad. See, humble people hear God. Amen. Amen. That's why I say that if you want to learn to pray, pray these three H. Hey, hallelujah, glory to God. You're asking the Lord to keep you hungry. Amen, hallelujah. And when you get hungry, hey, glory to God, you won't get a big head because you're asking the Lord to keep you humble. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. These three H, my friend, hey, glory to God, you won't, hallelujah, be able, hey, glory to God, to have a big head and get out, glory to God, and be like though the Bible say, hey, glory to God, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world, and the world pass away, and the lust thereof. The Bible say, hallelujah, pride become before destruction, and a heart of spirit before a fall. So when you're pride, amen, you won't have a fall. But when you're humble, you, hallelujah, you can hear God. Amen. And the third H, hallelujah, is holy. Hallelujah. Holy. What holy mean? Holy mean, hey, glory to God, you are a person that is separated from the world. You don't do worldly things. Amen. You don't participate in ungodliness. Amen. Why? Because you are sacred. You are holy. Amen. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. The Bible says, my friend, clean hands and pure heart gonna see God. So when you're holy, hey, glory to God, hallelujah. You're not saying that, hey, glory to God, you are sinless. You are saying, hey, glory to God, you are separated. Hey, glory to God, you are, hallelujah, you are sacred. Hallelujah, glory to God, come on now. You are a person that live a life for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, you're walking in the spirit and you're not walking in the flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, they know condemnation to them that walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. So when you walk in the flesh, you are condemned. So that's why I say, hey, glory to God, ask the Lord. Hallelujah. This is my prayer. These three H, hallelujah, is Lord, I am hungry for you. Hallelujah. Every day of my life, Lord, hallelujah, I want you to feed me until I want more. Don't say you don't want more. Say you want more. You want more of God and less of you, less of self. Amen. Glory to God. See, less of flesh, because the Bible says they know good thing that dwell in the flesh. Hallelujah. When you're humble, hey, glory to God, you become faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to be at the feet of Jesus. You like the two sisters. One sister say, hey, glory to God. One sister, I think it was Mary. Mary say, Lord, let my sister come help me out. And Jesus Christ say, your sister have chosen the best part. Oh, glory to God, to sit at my feet and hear the word of God. So I'm telling you, if you want to learn how to pray, pray these three H. And these three H are in the beatitude. Because the meek shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. And they that are hungry and thirst after righteousness. And they, glory to God, the Bible said, pure in heart, gonna see God. That's why David said, create me a clean heart, oh God, and a renew right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody, hallelujah. You want to learn how to pray. I'm teaching you how to pray. Like the Bible say, Jesus Christ's disciples, hey, glory to God, they could have said, Lord, teach us how to preach. Teach us how, hallelujah, to teach. Hallelujah. Teach us how to hoop and holler. But the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day our daily bread. As we forgive our debt, and we forgive our debtors. Lead us into temptation, but deliver from evil. For thy in the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So if you learn how these three H's operate in your life, hallelujah, you tell the flesh, get thee behind me. You become faithful, and then you go to the finish line. When God can say, well done, my good and faithful servant, been faithful a few things, enter into the joy of the Lord. I'm talking to somebody right now. You want to learn how to pray. And I'm teaching you the ingredients, hallelujah, of prayer. You pray because you're hungry. You pray because you're humble. And you pray, you're striving to be holy. Because the Bible says, glory to God, the clean hands and pure heart gonna see God. So every day of your life, you are praying. Because the Bible says, men should always to pray and not to faint. Amen. The Bible say, glory to God, if my people, which are called my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. So prayer is very vital. Prayer is like drinking water. Prayer is like getting rest for your weary soul. I'm talking about prayer. See, a lot of people don't like to talk to God or talk with God or talk to God. Hallelujah. But when you, hallelujah, have a relationship with God, you learn how to pray. Because prayer, see, Daniel, hey, glory, they couldn't find nothing on Daniel. The only thing they found on Daniel, because Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel prayed three times a day. Well, I say, Daniel prayed three times a day, and the only way they could stop Daniel, they put him in the lion's den, but Daniel prayed. When you're in trouble, you ought to pray. Don't stop. Listen, push. Pray until something happened. Oh, glory to God. The woman, hey, glory, that went to that judge, and the judge said, I don't fear God, I don't fear man, but this woman wearing me. So you got to pray. Push until something happened. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why prayer is so important? Why Jesus say that men should always to pray and not to faint? Now this includes women too. Amen. Because why prayer is so important. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. If you go through that prayer, amen, God always want us to pray. And why prayer is so important? Because prayer is like putting money in the bank. Prayer is like having a saving account stashed away. Prayer is like, glory to God, emergency funds. And we as being people of God, we should all be prayer warriors. Because while living this world, bad things happen to people. I'm not going to say good people. I say people. Because, in glory to God, they ain't no good upon this earth but God. You mean Jesus Christ say, they ain't none that good but God. So why prayer is so important? Because prayer, in glory to God, and we should pray persistently. we should pray diligently. Amen. And if you know Daniel, the book of Daniel, how Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, or Daniel was a persistent, diligently prayer. Hallelujah. He prayed all the time. And we should learn from Daniel. See, they couldn't find nothing on Daniel, because the Bible said Daniel had an excellent spirit. That means nothing could affect Daniel's excellent spirit. Why prayer is so important? Because bad things happen. When bad things happen, and I hope you heard when I say bad things, what to do when bad things happen, and I put that 7 P's. And I want y'all to know that I'm very sincerely encourage you to pray. Don't be like the Muslim. Amen. They pray, but they pray to the moon. And they're not praying to God, they're praying to a moon. Because Miss Muhammad introduced Elijah Muhammad to the moon god. Amen. So every time they take a rug and they pray to a moon god. They pray to know God. Because God is a spirit. God is not an object. God is not your car. God is not your clothes. God is not your cash. God is not your castle. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Why prayer is so important? Because prayer, and glory to God, is like when bad things happen, you are still in the same situation of like nothing happens. Hallelujah. When Daniel was cast in the lion's den, Daniel trusted in God. That's what the Bible says. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. He that keep their mind stayed on me, I keep them in perfect peace that trusted in me. So when you pray, you are trusting in Jesus. Just don't pray when bad things happen. We shall always to pray without ceasing. Amen. That means that if you got bad news, don't let the bad news turn your mind around to be confused. What I say? When bad news happen, don't let bad news confuse your mind. Oh, glory to God. My friend, hallelujah. I love to pray. Hey, glory to God. Nothing on this earth should be able to shake your foundation. If you are a person that love to pray, whatever bad things happen, my friend, you know that you got a good news within you. Well, I say, when bad things happen, you got a good news in you. Because the Bible say, hey, glory to God, can a good fountain bring forth sweet water and bitter water. So we should not be a fountain that bring forth bitter water. We should be the fountain that bring forth good water. That means that if bad things happen, such as cancer, amen, such as death, we lose this, we lose that, it should not shake your foundation. Yes, your man might decide to change, say that I want a divorce. That should not shake your faith. That's why I tell the number one thing I stated when bad things happen was to panic. We should not to panic, my friend. And the second thing I say, we should pray. Amen. And we, oh, glory to God. We should be in the presence of God, because why prayer is so important? Prayer is like putting stacks of money away for emergency. Amen. Like prayer. Prayer means hallelujah. When they repoil your car, are you still happy? Hallelujah. Your house burnt down, are you still happy? Your spouse walk away from you for another man. Hallelujah. For another woman, are you still happy? See David, hallelujah. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. What Daniel's saying that is praise shall continually be my mouth. So why prayer is so important, because we will all gonna have bad news. The Bible say, in this body, it be not that be of us, but it be of God. So when you are praying, amen, you are clearing the atmosphere of demonic forces. Because the devil is a liar. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus come that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. Why prayer is so important? Because prayer, we should always to pray. Not just pray, hey, glory to God, when bad things happen. We should pray when good things happen. We should pray, glory to God, when you see no way out, you should pray. When you see a way out, you should still pray. So the Bible say, hey, glory to God, when Daniel, hallelujah, was cast in the lion's den, the king, he fast. Can you imagine a pagan king fast? He didn't want no music. He didn't want no dances. He didn't want no food because his friend was in trouble. But Daniel said, when he woke up in a lamentation of voice, he said, oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, thy God whom thou serve continually. Now, this king knew that Daniel was a praying man. And Daniel said, yes, the God that I trusted. Hallelujah. What I say? The God that I trusted, he sent his angel down and rescued me. Now, let me say this. In Hebrew, the 11th chapter, listen to me very carefully. In Hebrew, the 11th chapter, verse number 11, chapter 11, verse 6, he say that without faith is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must first believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seeking mean what? We constantly praying. When check comes in the mail, we pray. When check don't come, we still pray. When you got a job, you still pray. When you don't have a job, you still pray. Hallelujah. When the death come, you still pray. When everybody living, you still pray. I'm telling you, my friend, prayer is so essential, because bad things happen in this world. Well, see, bad things happen in this world. My friend, hey, glory to God, you walk outside and repo your car. Hey, glory to God. You get your job, they fire you. Hallelujah. You get an accident, my friend, your feet amputated. Come on now. Come on, help me somebody. Bad things happen. But your prayer life would not make you blame God or cuss God out or say they know God no more. That's why you should have a prayer life. Say that saying, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, this person that say they are the same since they accept you into their life, oh God. Oh God, I remember the man, oh God, that you pray for, and he saw trees as men. Oh God, give them a second touch right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, they are struggling with sex. They are struggling with pornography. They are struggling, oh God, with masturbation, oh God. They're struggling, oh God, with weed, oh God. Bless this person right now. Oh God, they say they are the same. But Lord, he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Oh God, touch this person right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Touch them, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, our Father, touch them right now. Touch them, hallelujah, glory to God. I know, because you touch me, oh God, and I'm not the same, oh God. Witch, I like to pray for you. If you are in the solitude of your home and you're tired of being a witch, you're tired of being a Christian witch, you're tired of being lukewarm, you're tired, stretch out your arm on this and put your hand on the screen and say, man of God, can you pray for me? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, I'm praying for this witch. I'm praying for this warlock. I'm praying for this pagan person. Oh God, I'm paying for, oh God, this person that is a witch. They've been a witch for a long time. They just became a witch, oh God. Save them, oh God. Save them from Satan lies. Save them from Satan, hallelujah, counterfeit. Save them right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of witchcraft right now. Come out, your line.